numbers on the line. Just hit star 1 on your keypad if you have questions for any of the coaches here today. We're now joined on the call by the head coach of the Towson Tigers, Rob Ambrose. Good afternoon, Coach Ambrose.
Afternoon, Rob.
Good afternoon. Another hard-fought battle for you guys. You've been in a bunch of them and make a great comeback, but come up a little short, 33-30 in double overtime at Elon. Just give me your impressions on all that went in to that back-and-forth game.
I think Elon's very, very sound. I think they do a lot of really good things on both sides of the ball. I don't think they're too complicated, but their kids know what they're doing, and they play really, really hard. And to go down there at homecoming and to coming back from being behind is one thing that you do and you learn and you grow and you believe. But coming back from 17 against the number 17 in the country, and that's it's frustrating because we didn't finish. We didn't do enough little things to take care of the win, you know, late in the fourth or even in the first or second overtime. But you can't manufacture situations like that. It's frustrating to lose. Like I say, I hate losing probably more than I like winning. But to see what happened during that game and to see how our guys responded with everything that's going on, I feel really good for the future. I have a hard time saying that. I don't plan for the future during the middle of a game, but, man, it's good.
What was the message? Because like you said, it 10-0 lead early and then 27 straight by them, and then you guys respond with 17 straight the other way. What flipped the switch in the fourth quarter?
Oh, we were struggling. You know, I think they made some good halftime adjustments, and I think they got our number a little bit on both sides of the ball. And we didn't necessarily answer the bell. And at the start of the fourth quarter, we pulled them all together and said, that's not how we play. You know how we play. You know how we play as a family, how we represent the uniform and our institution. We're better than that. And it's time to get out of our own way and start doing what we know how to do. And the light went on both sides of the ball and in special teams. And that might be one of the best quarters of football we've played in a long time.
We're here with Towson head coach Rob Ambrose. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star 1 on your keypad. We've got one in queue if you'll get that for us, Pasha.
And your first question is from the line of Mike Winkleman with the Baltimore Sun.
Coach, a one-point win over Delaware, a two overtime loss to Elon. Do you have any fingernails left?
That's why you play them all. It's welcome to life in this league. You know, somebody said we played 5 ranked opponents in a row, and 4 out of those 5 of those games, we're right there with them. So it's stressful. It's hard. It's hard. But it's a process, and you grow through it.
This will be a losing season. Do you consider it a lost season?
I don't consider any season a lost season. And so, beginning this, you know, whether you win a game or whether you lose a game, as long as you're learning, it's nothing's lost. That there's always something to learn, something to grow from, and that's just life. I said, at the beginning of the season, if we stayed pretty healthy, we could be pretty good. We didn't stay healthy, and because of it, we haven't been that good. But what I like to see is in the last month against some of the toughest competition in the country, we keep getting better, and that's hard to do when you're not winning, to get better, and that says a lot about these kids and a lot about these coaches.
Would you like to extend the season by a couple of more games?
Oh, goodness gracious, yes. I don't ever want to stop playing. But, you know, as I watch all these young guys get all these reps and watch them improve week after week after week, part of me wants to keep going. Of course, I always want to keep going. But then the other part of me understands that these are college students. These are not NFL players. And having, you know, football that runs into February is not necessarily in the best interest of a young man between 18 and 22 who has an academic life to succeed at as well.
Shane Simpson had over 200 yards rushing against William & Mary last year. What percent effectiveness is he playing at right now?
Below 75%.
Okay, but he will be out there.
That's yet to be determined. He's still trying to get healthy, and we need to make sure that we're putting him in position to be successful based on where he is right now. So, he's done a really good job in rehab. He's probably being the competitor that he is. He's probably been pushing a little too hard, saying that he's better off than he is. But he's not the same old Shane. He's still got some recovering to do.
And what grade would you give Stover for last week?
Oh, somewhere between a C-plus and a solid B. I think that he's grown immensely. I think that when you're playing your best football against the best competition theoretically that you played all year, especially as a young guy. That's a great sign for how you're doing and where you're going.
I'm glad I didn't have you for a professor in college.
Oh, I'm a hard grader now.
Thanks, Coach.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Rob, just touch on Stover a little more. 303 yards in the two touchdowns, but in the fourth quarter, you're behind going a little bit to the hurry up, and obviously he's led a couple of game-winning drives throughout the season. Do you feel like he's maybe more comfortable in that sort of setting?
I think he certainly had some success this time. But, you know, I could say we moved back into some of that in the past and we just handed the ball and gave it away to other people. I think what's happened is I've seen him be more successful, more comfortable running the offense at all the reps. You know, it's different when you're number one and you get all the reps. You're bound to grow. And when you're number two, you're getting less than half to less than a third of the reps. So as somebody with a brain once said, you never tailor your offense through the offseason to your backup quarterback. And ever since that he's been in there, he's grown week to week to week, and we've adapted to him, and he's adapted to the offense, and just growing like you want to see a young man grow.
Couple receivers over 100 yards. Jabari Greenwood, who certainly had a big year, 7 for 130, but a season high, 8 catches for 109 yards for Shane Leatherberry. Talk about those guys' performance this Saturday.
You know, it's great. You know, Jabari has been a tremendous addition to our team, not just physically, but the type of player he is, the type of teammate that he is. You get some of those 1A guys, and they come and they you know, go FCS, and all of a sudden they want it to be about them, and he doesn't want it to be about him at all. He just wants us to win. Whatever it takes to win, he's willing to do it. And great, great teammate. Dude, Shane, we've been, you know, waiting for him. He's been injured basically all year. He's been injured since the Maryland game. And coming back a little bit, piece by piece, and he's still not 100%, but we finally got a chance to see what we thought we had in him and being a little bit special, especially in the open field, using his speed. So it was great to get him back and hope to keep him healthy for the rest of the way.
Elon certainly has been the story in the conference, the way they've gone from the bottom to 6-0. What impresses you about them, especially on the offensive side with a couple backs over 100 yards and then Cheek with almost 300 passing? How hard are they to stop?
Oh, my goodness. You know, if you pack the box, they're getting, the quarterback's good, the wideouts are good, and they have great timing, they're going to hit you on the perimeter. You know, if you have a big, strong offensive line that's played together for 3 years, odds are you're going to have a pretty good team, especially if you have not one, not two, but three good backs. And when one guy goes down, the other two kids stepped in and they didn't miss a beat. They're going to be tough to beat. Seriously, they're going to be tough to beat down the road.
Defensively, Mitch Bowles, 13 tackles, certainly his best game of the year. Just talk about his performance.
Another first-year guy in the program that's definitely grown through the season to understanding the concepts of the defense and being able to trigger a little bit faster. Played really, really smart, had great eyes. The best that he's played all year. And on the whole, we did well enough against the pass, but we didn't do well enough against the run, especially in space. We didn't tackle well in space, at least in streaks, inconsistent. And that hurt us in the end.
William and Mary on Saturday, a team that has certainly been through their injury bug of their own. As you prepare for them, what are some of the challenges that they present for you?
Oh, goodness. Well, as usual, their defense is awesome, as it always is. As kids play hard, they play their scheme about as sound as anybody. You know, they're obviously well coached, and they've had some transition and some adversity on offense. But again, you know, Jimmy always finds a way to get those kids to play, and they're a good, good football team. Look, it's the CAA. You better not turn your back on anybody, because you can get beat by anyone.
All right, Rob. Thanks as always for the time this afternoon, and I look forward to talking again next week.
Thanks, Rob.
All right, thank you.